Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackson Todd. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jackson Todd. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Boisclair reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boisclair moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Templeton steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is walked intentionally. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive towards the mound. Denny catches it and throws to first to double up Youngblood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jackson Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boisclair hits a line drive towards short. Templeton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Denny covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0-for-1 in the game. Denny strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Brock steals second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mumphrey. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Mumphrey steals second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. Mumphrey scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Templeton steals second. Bob Myrick now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons is walked intentionally. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Anderson now playing right field. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randle for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Denny covering. Safe. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0-for-2 in the game. Denny hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Denny covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Anderson. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Youngblood moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Doug Flynn pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. John Stearns pinch hits for Bob Myrick. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Flynn moves to second. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Simmons is walked intentionally. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reitz hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Siebert now pitching. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0-for-3 in the game. Denny bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Brock steals second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Mumphrey moves to second. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Bossetti now playing left field. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Norman pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.